The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us bright and early. Yes, finally the sun comes up early. Yay, it's not the winter anymore. And hopefully you can hear those birds chirping and so forth. And again, we're so glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. The early bird gets the worm because we're going to give some great prizes out today. We're going to do some really cool things and hopefully make you a better investor and put you in a better approach for retirement. So today's topic, tools you can use to become a better investor. Yes, I'll be sharing tools, including my own website. Okay, so we're biased. Newspapers, prints, things online, all these different sources. We're going to try to tell you which are the best and which ones to stay away from. So hopefully you got your coffee going, got the tea going, eggs, bacon. Oh, don't get me started. You should be inviting me over for coffee right now. So again, today's topic, tools you can use to become a better investor. I'm going to start right off with MahoneyGPS.com. Mahoney, M-A-H-O-N-E-Y, kind of an Irish name, right? GPS, just like your GPS in your car. And the reason why we've popularized this, actually I trademarked a GPS for your retirement, a GPS for your finances some time ago in a book I wrote called A GPS for Your Finances. And the reason why I wrote that is just like a car, you put in your destination. Let's say your destination is at 65 years old, you want $5,000 a month. Okay, well, how are you going to get there? You know, in your GPS car, you punch in, you're going to a wedding, you punch in your address, hit destination, and you know, a couple times you reroute and so forth, but most of the time, it kind of gets you there. And, you know, financial planning for a lot of people, financial planning could be esoteric, it could be kind of over people's head. But when I say GPS, I think people resonate. They get it. They understand financial planning could be much like your GPS in your car trying to get you there. So MahoneyGPS.com. And the website in itself is a GPS. I mean, you go onto the main, to the head site, and it shows you, gee, if you have 0 to 5 years of retirement, go this way. Here's some articles pertaining to that. 5 to 10 years of retirement, hey, go this way. Already retired, go this way. So we have a mini GPS retirement inside of GPS retirement. Okay, that's kind of confusing. But anyway, go to our website, MahoneyGPS.com, where you'll find a calculator, calculators. One of the best calculators I like is Savings Accumulation Calculator, or Retirement Savings Accumulation Calculator. What that is, you put in what you have already in retirement. Let's make it simple. Let's say you have $100,000 already in your 401k plan. Great. You plan on putting $500 a month for the next 10 more years. So $6,000 a year, you put that in there. 10 more years in that example. And let's say 7% return or 5% return, whatever you want to do. Hit enter and we'll show you how much your 401k be down the road. And that's important because that may be way off. That number may be much higher, much lower. We don't know. But certainly it gives you that kind of oomph to get going. I mean, I know for a lot of people will say, oh, gee, what's an extra $100 a month? Or what's an extra $300 a month? Really, is it going to make a big difference? Well, when you put into the accumulation calculator, in this case, the savings accumulation calculator, and over a number of years. I mean, Albert Einstein said it best, and he's one of the brightest people to walk the planet Earth, I would think. Albert Einstein said, the eighth wonder of the world is compound interest. He said that, not me. So think about that. The eighth wonder of the world is compound interest. So you think about someone who's in their 20s. You may have a child or grandchild in their 20s, 25 years old. You want to use these calculators to get them excited that maybe at 65, they may have $1 million in it because what Albert Einstein spoke about, compounding over time. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us bright and early this morning. Today's topic, tools you can use to become a better investor. Now, I should tell people thought this is a syndicated show nationally. Nope, this is right at Hudson Valley. I was born in Hudson Valley, raised in the Hudson Valley, live in Hudson Valley, and will be here the rest of my life. So this is not a syndicated show. This is right here in WHUD. So I'm glad you're tuning in to GPS Refinances. You'll find us here every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. Should you miss a show or two, we'll tell you about it. You can go to WHUD website, click on Mahoney Asset Management, and there's the archive show. So MahoneyGPS.com is one of the sources for today's topic, tools you can use to become a better investor. Now, on there also have something really interesting, a questionnaire and projection. So if you go on the website, you could fill out a questionnaire and show, okay, I'm 55 years old, I have X amount of my 401k plan, I'll get this much in Social Security, I believe, I'll have this pension, here are my expenses, and boop, you hit it. And we'll do a projection for you, see what it looks like. That's probably one of the most important tools we have on MahoneyGPS.com is a projection tool. For a lot of people, it's kind of crazy. It's like, you know, I think about it. If you're building a house, you're going to use a blueprint, right? I mean, you can't just go start knocking out 2x4s and, you know, throw a foundation together without some type of blueprint. And to me, in this day and age, there's so much information out there. And I know it's very confusing, but the best thing you can do, I believe, is at least look at where you are, where you want to go, and then make adjustments. We believe from these projections that we do, looking at a situation from 30,000 feet, then you can answer a whole bunch of questions. Hey, should I buy Apple stock? Should I sell it? Should I do? I get questions all the time, but I don't know how it relates to the whole. So anytime you're doing planning, whether it's a house, in this case, financial planning, you want to look at the big picture, and that helps answers, you know, a lot of questions, you know, those micro questions, so to speak, whether you should buy Apple or buy this fund or sell this fund. Because really what happens, guys, let's think about it. Over the years, we accumulate a whole bunch of different investments. Oh, we have a CD at this bank from 10 years ago. Oh, Uncle Joe told me about this stock. I held this thing for 8 years. Oh, I've been watching Cramer on CNBC, and Cramer recommended this stock I bought 2 years ago. Oh, I was on the Money Magazine. I bought this mutual. So it's a collection of a whole bunch of things. Now, they may work out well. These investments can truly work out well, but they don't relate to the whole. And the goal to financial planning and putting this together is looking at the big picture, having an overall strategy, and then putting investments together. Not the other way around. It seems like we build it the other way around. We build it by picking out different investments, like I said, from Uncle Joe and Jim Cramer and Money Magazine. Again, all good sources, let's say. But it doesn't relate to the whole. It doesn't relate to what your overall goal is potentially. So let's build from the top down instead of from the bottom up. Also, one thing you'll find at MahoneyGPS.com, you'll find articles. I write them weekly. Yes, I'm crazy. Sunday to Monday, Sunday night or Monday morning, I write an article. It goes out email blast. You may be getting that. If not, we'll give you a way to get that email blast for free. But right there is articles and archives. So if you're looking at, let's say, wills, and I did some articles about wills, you could type in wills and show you different articles I wrote about it, or about mutual funds, or about stocks, or whatever. After the break, we're going to talk more about other newspapers. But I'm going to tell you right now about Barron's. Barron's comes out every Saturday. It's printed by the Dow Jones. It's my favorite newspaper for financial information. Now, it's pretty heavy. It's pretty thick, meaning, you know, it's really kind of geared more towards professionals. But if you're really into the stuff and you really like to know about the economy and the markets, what's moving the economy, what's moving the markets, Barron's every Saturday. I think it's like $6.75 now. It's a pretty expensive newspaper. But you should get that once in a while and just see some of the stuff that's going on. We'll be right back right after this break.
The stock market seems to be setting records on a daily basis as the Dow Jones has added over 5,000 points in just the past year. Now, do you feel like you're missing out on this move? Should you have a better strategy to take advantage of this market? Our friend Ken Mahoney has a free book offer only for WHUD listeners. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, and it's free for the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. It's the perfect companion to Ken's show, which you're listening to now, and every Sunday morning right here on 100.7 WHUD. Now, the book sells on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but it's free for the first 20 callers right now. 845-371-0101. Leave your name and address, and they will send Ken's book out to you tomorrow. Call 845-371-0101. Now, this is a limited offer. When the book runs out, so will this incredible offer. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is for you. 845-371-0101 for Not Your Father's Retirement, a free book from Ken Mahoney. 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. So glad you're tuning in this bright early Sunday morning. As they say, the early bird gets the worm. You just heard from our pal Mike Bennett of WHD, of Mike and Casey in the Morning, the award-winning show, how to get my book for free. He gave you the phone number, and I'll give it to you again. 845-371-0101. Again, that's 845-371-0101. It's a perfect companion to what we do every Sunday right here. So if you miss us sometimes, you get part of it. I do believe Not Your Father's Retirement, the book that I wrote with you in mind, is available for free for the first 20 calls. 845 371-0101. Now, that book sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble at $17.99. But your good friends at WHD, the first 20 calls this morning, will get the book for free. F-R-E-E, kind of favorite words, right? So it's 845-371-0101. Again, 845-371-0101. And we were talking right before the break, and today's topic, tools you can use to become a better investor. Now, we spoke about MahoneyGPS.com. Okay, I'm a little bit biased, but really, I put a lot of good things on there. Good calculators you can use, accumulation calculators we spoke about on MahoneyGPS.com. Questions and projections, questionnaire and projections. You fill out a questionnaire and it will project what your retirement future may look like. A lot of articles that I put on there weekly. And I said actually probably the best weekly newspaper I read is Barron's. It's put out by Dow Jones, comes in every Saturday morning. I can't wait to read it. Yes, I know I'm nerdy, but it's really, really good stuff. Now, some of it is very sophisticated. I mean, they're talking about currencies and they're talking deficits, but really, it's really a great newspaper to get more insight into the economy, into the markets, into what's going on. And they interview money managers a lot, people who manage billions of dollars and how they're investing it. I think, you know, again, that you should follow what they're doing, but I think it's very interesting the level of depth, sophistication that Barron's puts into the newspaper every Saturday. So, by the way, I'm not endorsing this newspaper or any newspaper for that matter. I just know that for over the years, for my source of information, and I'm a professional in this business almost 29 years, I learn something every time I read Barron's every Saturday, and I think you can too. So again, I wouldn't recommend getting it every week. It's kind of heavy, you know, a lot of information. But every now and then you go to buy a newspaper and you see all the different newspapers out there, and Barron's is there, you know, pick it up one time. Something else that comes out is Investor's Business Daily. This is a newspaper put out by William O'Neill. And actually, he has a number of great books on how to pick winning stocks. Now, this Investor's Business Daily comes out daily. I would say get the weekend one because it kind of gives you the overview of what happened during the week. But this is very specific. This can really help you pick stocks if you want to go in that direction. Again, for some people, they want to use mutual funds, managed accounts, exchange-traded funds, annuities, all these different things that people can use. But those who like stocks or are really interested in it, they rank stocks in a whole bunch, again, things we can understand. So they did a study to show the stocks that perform the best, generally speaking, are in the best industry at the time. So think about some industries now, like retailing, not so good. Technology, very good. So they do what we did in high school. They rank it and give you an A for like the best group, B, C, D, all the way down to F, basically. So right there, your eyes can lock in on some of these companies that are in the best industry group, which has been correlated to have success over time. Not that alone, but other variables as well. So right off the bat, they show you the industry group. Then they show you earnings. Now, of course, at the end of the day, for companies to grow, it's all about earnings. The more earnings they have, the more they can do with a lot. I mean, they could buy back stock, they can increase their dividends. We know it's all about earnings, but their Investor Business Daily, they go from 99 all down to one. So 99 is the highest earnings all the way down to one. So if you're looking at a stock you have and say, gee, I'm going to look this up in Investor Business Daily, it's not doing so well. Yeah, okay, you're in an industry that's not doing well and the earnings are not so good. You wonder why, but this can help you flip that and understand what's working for you. Hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us bright and early. It's not great, bright and early, because that doesn't usually work in the winter months. But bright and early, you're joining us here. Today's topic, tools you can use to become a better investor. Those tools I mentioned so far is MahoneyGPS.com, Barron's, which comes out weekly. And we're just delving into Investor Business Daily that gives you actionable ideas. Now, this is the first part of research. You get an idea from Investor Business Daily or Barron's or anything, you know, do your own research and so forth. But Investor Business Daily has gone back umpteen amount of years and tries to find those stocks that made the biggest moves, put them in a computer and then spit out the characteristics that those stocks did the best. The number one correlation they found is in the best industry group. And it makes sense. If you're in a really strong industry, let's say like internet security right now, or some of the things are really, really popular and some of those companies are growing by leaps and bounds, versus some of those industries like retail. It's not all retail, but a lot of retailers who are purging stores and sales are declining and so forth. So you can see right off the bat, if you're in a company in a good industry, you have a better chance, of course. And then, of course, the biggest correlation after that is earnings. And Investor Business Daily does something really nice. They break it down from 99 down to one. Again, I don't want to say go buy a stock because of industry group A and it says 99 for earnings or 95 for earnings, doesn't mean it's going to work out, but certainly those are the companies that where the growth is. And another thing they look at is price momentum. Price momentum is how well the stock is performing. 99 being the highest once again, 1 being the lowest. 99 meaning the stock is doing really, 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 really well. But remember, if you go and buy, you could also have a correction. All the way down to 1 meaning you can imagine the stock just keeps going down, going down, going down. So if you have stocks in your portfolio, you want some objective advice, not sure how where you are, nothing wrong with picking up Investor's Business Daily, taking a look at your stock and see how it ranks compared to other stocks and whether you should make a move or not. But again, I think that's great because this is all data-driven. Also, they have great articles about what the market's doing. As I mentioned, actionable ideas, different stocks, different companies are being highlighted, and it works very well. Another part I really like out there is Entrepreneur Magazine. While that has nothing to do with investing, Entrepreneur Magazine has helped a lot of people I've worked with who now transitioned from retirement to do something else. And sometimes it's setting up a small business. Sometimes it's helping their son or daughter out. Sometimes maybe none of the above. But, you know, when you go through and flip through Entrepreneur Magazine, it gives you some ideas. It starts stimulating your mind. You can imagine, like, pitching the sharks in Shark Tanks, right? Like, wow, this stimulated me to have a really good idea for business or some type of solution for home improvement or something like that. That's why for those who are transitioning from retirement to something else, I definitely encourage them to get Entrepreneur Magazine. We'll be right back with GPS for Your Finances right after these messages.
The stock market seems to be setting records on a daily basis as the Dow Jones has added over 5,000 points in just the past year. Now, do you feel like you're missing out on this move? Should you have a better strategy to take advantage of this market? Our friend Ken Mahoney has a free book offer only for WHUD listeners. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, and it's free for the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. It's the perfect companion to Ken's show, which you're listening to now, and every Sunday morning right here on 100.7 WHUD. Now, the book sells on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but it's free for the first 20 callers right now. 845-371-0101. Leave your name and address, and they will send Ken's book out to you tomorrow. Call 845-371-0101. Now, this is a limited offer. When the book runs out, so will this incredible offer. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is for you. 845-371-0101 for Not Your Father's Retirement, a free book from Ken Mahoney. 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us bright and early Sunday morning. You just heard from our pal, Mike Bennett of WHUD, of Mike and Casey, and he offered my book, Not Your Father's Retirement, for free for the first 20 callers. So get your pen, get your paper. Got it in hand? Okay, here we go. 845-371-0101. I really want you to get this book. It's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday. I know you can't join us every Sunday. Well, maybe you can. And for those who come to us and listen to us every Sunday morning, this is a great companion to what we do. And if you miss it every now and then, you can see some of the topics that we're covering right in that book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Now, I sell on Amazon for $17.99 and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but the first 20 calls is Sunday morning right here on WHUD. We'll get the book for free. That's 845-371-0101. And today's topic, tools you can use to become a better investor. In our first part of the segment, we spoke about our site, my site, MahoneyGPS.com, where we have calculators, where we have questionnaires and projections you can use, articles that we publish weekly, archived articles, and so forth. Now, also, speaking of archived, if you go to WHUD.com and click to Mahoney Asset Management, if you missed a show here, you want to know more about it, or other shows previously, we have all archived right there. I think it's like 50-some shows already archived right there at WHD.com, Mahoney Asset Management, and there's archived show. And if you can't get enough of Mahoney Asset Management, well, guess what? We're also, Monday through Friday, we give the market report. I give the market report around 8:25 every morning, Mike and Casey show, talk about what happened the day before, what may be happening ahead. And then around 5:15, drive time home, Bill Kugel, of Mahoney Asset Management gives the market report as well. So we're on in the morning commute, the afternoon commute, Monday through Friday. Saturday we get the rest, and here we are back with you on Sunday. So we enjoy our time with WHD, and we enjoyed working with listeners over a number of years. So I mentioned, you know, we have the MahoneyGPS.com. I said Barron's is something, a really good weekly publication that comes out. Very sophisticated, but it's very interesting to see what those people who invest billions of dollars, what they're doing with their money. I also mentioned Investor's Business Daily that comes out. It gives you actionable ideas on stocks. Again, stocks may or may not be your cup of tea. It's really a starting point. But they've correlated some of the biggest winners in the last 20, 30, 40 years and took those characteristics and named them in the highest correlation of industry group, earnings per share, and price momentum. All those things they spell out for you, make it right easy, really easy to do that. Right before the break, we spoke about Entrepreneur Magazine. Has nothing to do with investing. There are very few articles, if any, have to do with investing in an Entrepreneur Magazine. But for those who are transitioning, I find this to be a really helpful source to start thinking about other things you can do. So you had your first act in life, you grinded out for 30-some years, you've taken a year off from retirement, now you're bored. Okay, and now while you're bored, maybe pick up Entrepreneur. And by the way, Entrepreneur Magazine is not just for those who just retired, of course. If you're thinking about a second career, if you're thinking about doing something on the side, so to speak, I think this magazine will give you some spark, especially when you find some of these 20-year-olds. God, these little smart alecks, these little 20-year-olds have some really great ideas, and they launched an app, and all, they're billionaires. I think it's great to kind of look at Entrepreneur Magazine or Franchise Magazine or some of these things that are out there. You know, I love going to Barnes & Noble. It's one of my favorite stores, and that magazine rack is huge. I can pick up almost every magazine there. But again, get Entrepreneur Magazine, kind of get your spark. And maybe one day that from looking at Entrepreneur Magazine, getting a great idea, we'll see you on Shark Tank. Another great article I look at, newspapers to say, is actually AARP. A lot of people get that. Now, I remember my grandma used to get that years ago. I'm like, oh, my God. And once I turned 50, I got AARP. And guess what? Who was it? Oh, yeah. Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones was on the cover. So it's not your grandma's AARP, right? It's pretty cool to have Mick Jagger on the cover of AARP. But there's some really great articles. Jane Bryan Quinn, she writes a lot of great articles. She's been written a lot of books on financial planning. She writes a lot of financial things in the AARP magazine. A lot of good stuff. You should be taking a look at it. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to A GPS for Your Finances. You'll find us here every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're tuning in this morning. And today's topic, tools you can use to become a better investor. Now, one thing, I happen to be on CNBC and Fox Business. So I'm a regular guest. Actually, this Tuesday coming up, I'll be on PBS Nightly Business Report that is put together by CNBC. So we went through some of the newspapers. I said Barron's, Investor Business Daily, Entrepreneur Magazine, AARP, and of course, my favorite website, MahoneyGPS.com. But again, if you want to get more gist of what's happening with the market, CNBC, starting in the morning, they have a lot of great stuff that's happening there. The Closing Bell, with Kelly Evans. And the evening also goes through a whole bunch of great things. Fox Business, Mornings with Maria, that's a show that I'm on quite a bit, at least once every few weeks or so. There's a lot of things that we start talking about before the day starts. You know, what's moving? Is it oil today? Is it Iran? Is it China? Is it trade? Those are, to me, the two best sources, at least on cable TV, to find information about, CNBC and Fox Business. Not because I'm affiliated with them, but they are the ones who are putting a lot of resources into it. Now, you can catch some other business news out there, but I think those are the best ones kind of flip through. As far as WHUD is concerned, yes, well, we do as I mentioned, we do the market report Monday through Friday at 8:25 in the morning, then again at 5:15 in the afternoon. There's also some pretty good syndicated shows that are out there. I like Dave Ramsey. From there with Dave Ramsey, flip around a dial, find him. He doesn't talk so much about investing as we do, but he really talks more about overall financial planning. And Dave Ramsey is something you have to give him a lot of credit for, because he talks about like baby steps. He has this all kind of mechanically very easy to digest, very easy to work on. And a lot of his theories about reducing debt and try to getting out of debt. And that's what gets people in problems in the first place. As an example, he'll get people say, gee, you know, your wedding cost $100,000. Gee, what if it would cost $30,000? The other 70 you can invest or put down for a down payment. I mean, very logical, easy steps. With Dave Ramsey, you know, check on the radio dial. His show is syndicated. A lot of good information he has on there, particularly around planning, you know, debt, reduction of debt, and so forth. And there are other magazines out there. People probably say, gee, how come you didn't mention Money Magazine or some of these other ones? And, you know, I think Money Magazine does have some good articles, but there are a lot of magazines you have to watch very closely. They'll have sponsors, let's say, by Janus or Vanguard. You know, they write an article about Janus or Vanguard. Next page is an advertisement from Janus or Vanguard. So, again, I always kind of watch those magazines that they write an article about, and the next page is an advertisement about it. So be careful of those type of magazines. But the ones I like the best are Investor Business Daily, Barron's, Using Retirement Calculators are out there. Well, time is up already. God, this go by so fast. Well, until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.